بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Most beloved friends, youth, looking at the large numbers here and all the youngsters sitting, I'm sure, and it should be a desire in your heart, that one day you want to sit here also. Am I right? Inshallah. We should have the desire. But today I'm sitting there, tomorrow, ya Allah, I want to sit on the chair also. And I also want to give the bayan one day. And I also want to give the khutbah one day. And I also want to perform the salah one day. And people will tap me on the back, and they'll shake my hand, and say, MashaAllah, Hafiz, MashaAllah, Murana. But the thing is, how for me to get on this chair? Myself, I wasn't able to get on this chair. And I don't deserve it also. It's only the muhabbat and the love of our elders. The rahmat, the karam, the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we become the friends of Allah, what they will do, they will catch your hand and say, you sit on the chair now. And now you speak. Because we can't speak. We don't know how to speak. We don't know how to say it. We don't know what to say. Our hearts are empty. The mind is empty. But one day we also sat over there, where you all are sitting now. But at least you all are sitting straight. You couldn't sit straight also. We had ustaz behind us. Behave. Don't make noise. Don't look around. Right? Sometimes you know, go out. Sometimes you know, go to the toilet. Ustaz will threaten you. You sit over there, even though it comes out also. You don't move. Father will say, I'm sending you to the bayan. I hope you sit in the bayan. Mother will say, I know you will sit in the bayan. You go play outside. You'll be eating ice cream and chocolate and go to the tuck shop. But we had to sit a little bit. And slowly, slowly, it came in the heart, as much as you want to escape and run away and not be good. But when Allah Ta'ala decides good for you, then Allah Ta'ala puts you in the company of good people, that is only through their du'as. The parents' du'as, the ustaz' du'as. And as you go on in life, Allah Ta'ala gives you a pious spouse, a pious wife, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala bless all of us and all the youth. And when now you don't know, get up for Fajr namaz, but she'll kick you in the bed. Go for namaz. Then you realize, alhamdulillah. When I was young, my mother was shouting at me. Now when I got married, it didn't stop. Alhamdulillah. But the right shouting. So she says, I thought you were a hafiz, you were a morana, but you can't make it for namaz. What kind of alim are you? What kind of hafiz you are? But this is when now the du'as will be behind you. Otherwise we know what we can do. As youngsters, can we do anything? We don't have the strength. Alright, we see as young boys also, we're reading our salah, but how are we reading our namaz? And then we blame shaitan. The shaitan is making me do this. But we know how we read namaz when we're young, when we're 5 years, 6 years, 7 years. And they put us in the back stuff. And you just can't stand straight. You just can't stand straight. The person next to you, how your hands just move. This way, that way, you're nudging him, kicking him this way, going to sajda, you got his leg top of him. Father said, I can't go jump, so I'll do it in namaz. Now I'm jumping in the masjid. Free of charge, no prescription, and no subscription. I'm doing it in salah. And sometimes we perform in namaz in the front, we can hear in the back called fireworks. Right, the guy hitting him on his head, he's hitting back on his head. And he got the old qiraat in the back. It's happening, isn't it? And the best bubblegum we eat is when? In namaz. Just before namaz, I pop it in. Right, they finish my door now, and put the bubblegum in the mouth. You see, but shaitan is making me naughty. But it's not shaitan. Shaitan can't do anything. It's the company I keep. It's the people I mix with. It's the intentions I have in my heart, ya Allah, I want to be good. And we all want to be good people. We all want to be good, but we can see the environment around us doesn't allow us to be good. That is why ulama say a very rare commodity, a very rare commodity is a pious youth. Where a youth in his young age, they say there are a few stages in a boy's life. Every person's life, only from birth to 13, 14 years old. There's one stage of his life. You see, in that stage of his life, he'll still listen. As Hazrat said yesterday, Allah amaha, Allah amaha. In Arabic, is to draw attention that listen. Every tired of listening. Now, mother says, listen, you don't listen. Ustaz says, listen, we don't listen. So 13 to 14, we don't listen, but we are listening, still we have to do it. They say, his class starts 4:30. And we wake up. Father will come wake us up, we wake up. Mother will come, we wake up. 13 to 14, then we listen to our parents, we listen to the Ustaz. There's one stage of our life. They say from 13 to 18, who we listen to? Our friends. Now the friends are safe. They say, nowadays we don't even listen, now we're reading the text only. We're talking with our fingers. Only WhatsApp. Now what's happening? So from 13 to 18, then we listen to our friends. From 18 till we get married, who we listen to? No one. I'm the boss. And I want to wear the t-shirt also. Boss. You see? When he gets married, who he listens to? That's with the wife. Then he has no choice. The husband says, no. Whatever she says goes into one ear, comes out the other ear. Whatever I tell her goes into the ear and comes out from her mouth. And then when he gets old, who he listens to? But he can't hear. But he can't listen. He's gone old now. Heard enough now. Then the shouting, why don't you wear your hearing aids? So what you said? Wear your hearing aids. He said, I can't hear. That's why we're telling you. Wear your hearing aids so you can hear us. But if you want to hear in our old age, now we should hear now the azan. We should hear the call of Allah. The Allah Ta'ala will keep us our hearts strong. So Allah Ta'ala made us as Muslim. We submit to Allah. We listen to Allah. I have the desire to listen to Allah Ta'ala. And deen is beautiful. Deen is enjoyable. Deen is enjoyable and deen is beautiful. You see, the kuffar gave us a different environment. We have the schools, we have education. Then they gave us the enjoyment of sports. There is enjoyment in all those things. But it's temporary. We know when it comes to soccer, we all like to play soccer. Right? It's for enjoyment. What happens at the end of the soccer match? It's now fighting and swearing. Inna lillah. If it remains enjoyable, then it's play it. Once it becomes serious, now it's haram. Don't even play it. So any sport we find, that they gave us all these things over here, just to spoil our iman. That they end up fighting, bullying, swearing, and now we don't know who we are. We don't know really who we are. We are Muslim or we are not Muslim. Muslim is a person that submits to Allah, listens to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. A kafir, he rejects, doesn't want to listen. So how for us to, from the time we are young, to get this in our heart that, Ya Allah, I want to be good. I want to become pious. And to have this niyat in the heart, Ya Allah, one day I want to stand on the musalla. I want to become the imam. I shouldn't say, no, I don't want to. I want to. There should be the desire of every person and every one of us. That, Ya Allah, I want to become obedient to you. I want to become a real true Muslim. I won't say Muslim. Now we say Muslim is a big word. It's simple thing. For example, if I ask ourselves over here right now, then how many of us know our Islamic born date of birth? Put their hands up. How many know the date that I was born? Now we can see, if you look back a little bit, how many hands are up, right? So how many know, mashallah, those that know, Mubarak. Now I am a Muslim. If I ask how many know our Islamic, our English date of birth, how many know it? English date of birth? Some don't know when they were born. Don't blame them. Because they can't remember, isn't it? You can remember the day you were born. You can't remember. So who told you the day, birthday? Your parents. And you believe them, isn't it? And what is the dalil, what proof they gave you? No proof, but you believe them. So Allah Ta'ala told us so many things, but we don't believe. We don't listen. So this our Islamic date of birth. I'm a Muslim, I should know it. The day I was born, what day was it? Was it Jumu'ah day? Was it in Ramadan? Before Ramadan? After Ramadan? So we go and find out. How are we going to find out? Nowadays we have different applications. I'll ask our ustaz. You can check online. This should be the day that we should remember, the day I was born Islamically. So these things we take pride in, that we are Muslim. What is the date of birth, where I was born? I'm a Muslim. What makes me a Muslim outwardly? One is outwardly I'm a Muslim, and one inside I'm a Muslim. We work on the outside inshallah, then the inside will come right. We work on the outside side to be Muslim. And then inshallah the behavior will change from inside. Just our dressing changing, we'll see how our akhlaq will change. Now I ask now how many know our date of birth, Islamically, we see how few. Then I can ask, how many of us right now are carrying miswaks? They put their hands up. Miswak. MashaAllah. How many of us have toothbrushes at home? Put their hands up. MashaAllah. See how pious we are? Toothbrush we got. That you must buy toothbrush. How much is a toothbrush? $10? Yes, maybe $10. But the miswak we won't buy. Toothbrush I must buy. And then we time it also how long and how to brush this way and that way. But miswak, subhanallah, miswak, what a benefit of miswak. Person says, I can't remember my sabak. Somebody will tell him, use your miswak. Allah Ta'ala will strengthen your memory. Allah will make you sharp. Allah will strengthen your eyes. And the least benefit of miswak is before you pass away to the barakat of miswak, Allah Ta'ala will make you read your kalima before you leave this world. Miswak. But see now how many of us are using the toothbrush, how many using the miswak? I'm a Muslim. I should carry my miswak with me wherever I go. I should make a special pocket also, see. Special pocket for the miswak. Why am I Muslim? Everywhere I go, this is my identity. Now miswak 10 rand, 15 rand. How many of us got desire to keep a miswak, to carry a miswak? And our Sheikh says, Abdul Hamid Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, every bathroom should have multiple miswaks. One in the shower, and one by the sink, one in my pocket, one in the bedroom. No problem. Put miswaks everywhere. This is a Muslim home. But what I really want more than a miswak, what I want to buy? Cell phone. Cell phone I want. That I want, that iPhone. I want the Samsung. But miswak is difficult to carry. How come? Shaitan made it so heavy. So miswak, identity of a Muslim. What else we should be carrying in our pockets? Who can tell me? Tasbih. How many of us have tasbih with us? Put our heads up. MashaAllah. We're using it inshallah. Not to count scores now. And how many innings and how many overs. But to make a zikr of Allah. 10 times Durood Sharif. Only 10 times Durood Sharif. Shortest Durood Sharif, we have the 40 Salat and Salam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi. All can read. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi. Already our name is taken by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So and so, the son of so and so. Yusuf, the son of Shu'aib, has given salam to you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your name is taken and your father's name is taken. And you read 10 times Durood Sharif. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, more or less on the day of Qiyamah, I will intercede for you. You know what's intercession by? Intercede, they put you on the bench. Bench, you know what's a bench? You're a substitute. And your friend says, no, come. I'll sit there, you come. I'll intercede on your behalf. You play. I'll make you the striker. He says, I sit on the bench. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, on the day of Qiyamah, I will hold your hand. I will intercede for you. Allah, give him Jannat. Jannat, there you can have your own stadium. You can choose your own fantasy league and club. All the players you want. But all Sharia compliant. Knees are covered, alhamdulillah. And inshallah, you never lose the match there. You'll only win. It's only winning. So one is carrying the tasbih with us. Right? And what else you should be carrying? Who can tell me? Anything else? What do you have in your pockets? Itar. We carry? Itar with us. But now we see what we're using nowadays. We've got the spray. What are you putting sprays? Alright, they're putting X and they're putting all these different brand names they're using. Just chasing away the malaika. The malaika loved the scent that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to put on himself. Which you find in the hadith. We have oud, amber, musk. Now we're using perfumes. Some perfumes have alcohol. They said the sunnah. Sunnah is where you apply the ita. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, they say he used to use such beautiful perfume and itar. When he should pass by a gully or an alley or a street, Hours later, they would know Abdullah bin Abbas passed by here. It was so beautiful, the scent. The purpose of using itar, the purpose of using good smell, what's the purpose of it? Nowadays we're using all these different types of perfumes. Why are we using it? They say we use perfume now to create a romantic environment. Romantic. He will become the some Romeo. Romantic. But he's sitting in madrasa. I don't know who used the impress. There's only boys in the madrasa. And then he was to tie his turban so smart also. There's only boys over here. We tell him speak that he can't speak. He's feeling shy. There's no girls here. Yeah, you can speak. There's only boys over here. So now he was to look now handsomely pretty. So now he's in madrasa boy. He was to look so smart. And then he used to tell us in madrasa when we were here. He says, we want boys that are rough jacks. They are rough. They can do khidmat of deen. They're not soft. He said, they can do work. He said, now we worry. The socks will match the kurta. The kurta where the pants in, the socks will just start from there. And you'll have matching imama, matching topi, and matching even the handkerchief also. They're all matching. He said, how you do khidmat of deen? That's what you should tell us. And now they have the old vanity case also, the boys. He's got his nail cream, and then hand cream, and foot cream, and fresh cream. He says, now, what khidmat of deen he's going to do? He's more worried about his hands. He's not feeling right, they put cream. That we hear about the ladies now. Hand not feeling right. Now the skin is dry. He said, we need boys that become like the Sahaba of Badr, radiallahu anhum. The Sahaba of Badr, when they left Medina Munawwara, they didn't go to fight. They just went to loot quickly. Then the whole thing turned around. The whole thing turned around that now we're going to a full battle. And we are ready. O Nabi of Allah, we are ready. If we ask ourselves, tashkil is made, now we have to go. Or there's a program right now. Wait, hold on, I have to just get my cream a little bit. Or carry my lip balm in my pocket. So I don't feel right. Coming zikr of Allah. Inna lillahi. You see, we have to become strong, tough boys. We belong to the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ready for action anytime. Now, Jamaatul in the path of Allah, I miss up to them, all youngsters. They say by the next day, all Jamaat came and miss up. We have to go back home. Say, what happened? We organized the chow, organized the food, everything. Now, miss up, we have to go back home. But what's the problem? I miss up, there's only high pan toilets, there's only low pan toilets in them. There's no high pan. They say, so? He says, no, it's like a jihad this. To go low pan toilets, he said, we don't know how to go. It's like you're going in the battlefield. He says, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. You can't go toilet according to sunnah. Ya Allah. Now how many of us know how to go low pan toilet? We'll stand and look at the toilet pan, I must not fall inside. Ya Allah. Do not mistake on my pants completely, hang my kurta, I take it out. Sunnah, we don't know how to go toilet. Now it shows how far we've gone from deen. One is carrying the miswa, carrying the itar. So finish the itar. This is the purpose of using itar is to create a pious environment. Not romantic. A pious environment. Where the malaika will come near you. Malaika will sit in your company because now you smell like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they recognize the smell. Nabi of Allah used the type of itar. When Imam al-Hasan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi was the third Amir of Tabligh. Hazrat mentioned to us also that he used so much of itar in one gathering. If you walked into the room, that room used to be full of smelling itar. And you could see all the dabba, the stains on his kurta. One tola used to finish one bottle of itar in one sitting. Why? Attack the malaika. Attack the malaika. When Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, he said, nowadays you go buy itar and we ask the person, this thing is genuine. He says, yeah, it's genuine. It lasts you the whole week, one, just put one. He says, yeah, it lasts you the whole week. It doesn't tell you now, what's a muqaddar ibarat, mahzuf ibarat. He says, it lasts you the whole week if you don't bath. Then he won't tell you. He says, really, if you smell good, you will use the itar properly also, and buy good itar also. So he says, the maqsad and purpose of itar is to create what kind of environment? Pious environment. And who to attract? Not the opposite gender. Like Hakim Mukhtar Sahib Rahimullah used to say. He says, a youngster, now mashallah, even in Jamaat a little bit, he sat in the khanqa, so he realized that I have to wear kurta, two-piece kurta, hanka, two-piece wearing. But this also hit the malls. Now, yeah, Jobog, you say malls is Morana. You're talking about the marketplace. That hit the malls though, his ustaz. But hit the marketplace. He was to go to the mall. So he says, nah, he's got kurta, dari, topi. But he says, he's going to cool off a little bit. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the worst places to Allah are the malls, the marketplaces. And the best places are the masajid. But when he's sitting in the masjid, he's looking at the door, and he said, hey, when the bayan is finished now? He's getting now jittery. And he said, no, cool off in the marketplace. Nabi of Allah is saying the marketplace is on fire. Where he was to cool off? In the fire. And where is cool? In the masjid, he would say, I'm feeling hot here a little bit. Hey, this is a break a little bit. This is a break. Take the break, your taqwa will break also. But now he was to go to the mall, he was to relax. He says, now he went, he's got the miswak also. Right? And he's got his ether in his pocket. He's wearing his hanka topi. And he's walking in the mall. He said, no, doing window shopping. Why window shopping? You don't have money to buy. Just nice to see. It's nice to see at least. So Hakim Sahib would say, this youngster is trying to become pious. You shouldn't go to the mall. It's not a place to go there. Now he's going to play paddle tennis. Better he goes, paddle jamaat. But he said, no, we're going paddle to play paddle. We're going on foot to play paddle tennis. But they also, he knows, the heat is on over there. The heat is all over there because there is opposite gender. He says, no, we're not looking at them. We're playing ball only. Yeah. But we know what ball he's playing. So paddle tennis is going to play. So he's walking the mall. As the Hakim Sahib says, he's walking the mall. And there also he sees one apa. He sees one apa. So the apa is looking at the papa. So he saw the apa. And she's wearing that. Hazrat says she's wearing that. The letterbox type of paradigm, letterbox one, where the eyes are open. Like you put one letter in the box. Email. So he's walking and she's looking at him. Then he saw, he says, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Then he looks again and she's looking at me. I put his topi right. He said, why is she looking at me? And then he looks again, she's still looking, he says, something not right over here. But he says, he too is a chore. He too is a thief in his heart. He's enjoying those glances. He's looking at her. He already sized her up already. He already sized her up already. So the Hakim Sahib would say, rahmatullah alayhi, what he does now, he puts his hand in his pocket slowly. He opens his ether bottle there. Quietly. He puts a little bit of ether, he puts a little bit like that. Puts behind his ears, a little bit in his fan lights. He says, oh, the shop there, you got a sale over there. That's where she's standing. You see the chore of the heart, the thief. Then he walks that way. He'll walk, but innocently. He walks innocently, but inside the thief is there. Is there a place for him? Save his taqwa. How to get this power in the heart? That I want to be good. I'll do my namaz correctly. Quran tilawat, I want to make my Quran tilawat also every day. But I feel hard. Already come no Quran tilawat. Half his boy also. Come Thursday to madrasa back again, tells the father, I will give up my hifz now. Why his door is gone? Sabak door is gone. I don't know, go back to madrasa. Right, we all went through it, come Monday morning, now the stomach is paining, then the knee is paining, then the head is paining, go to the doctor. Doctor says, everything is alright. Give him panado, maybe he'll come right. But nothing is paining really, we know what it is. The sabak door is all kacha. He forgot his sabak door, he didn't learn his sabak properly. Everything will pain now. So all this shaitani kaam will start. The shaitani effort, the nafs and shaitan. We want to try to be good, but we'll trip out somewhere. We'll go to a class also, then we won't give our work. Then we disrespect the ustaz. Ustaz take out our mistake to tell now, I told that ustaz is hard on me, he's chowing me in class. I don't know what's grudging me. The ustaz is a problem. Then you could tell the ustaz, my father is too hard on me. Can't speak to my father. They can't speak to my mother. My mother is too busy. Everybody is bad. And who's good? PlayStation. There no problem. Don't complain. PlayStation, don't fight with me. We've got a very good relationship. Whatever I do, tell him run that way, he'll run that way. Father says, you go that way, he'll go that way. We have a masjid in Devon Masjid. We've got eight entrances. There you see the boy gets off the car with the father. His phone comes out, father's phone goes in the pocket. He's texting. Father goes into the entrance number 2, little boy goes into entrance number 4, and comes out number 6. Don't know where he's gone. Don't know where he's gone, and only the stomach works, namaz time. Now he goes sit in the toilet. Namaz time, stomach was running. Must his namaz. Only happens namaz time. But when he comes to a hobby, that time it doesn't happen. He'll sit for hours by the PlayStation. Hours and nothing will happen. He won't go to the toilet also. And he forgot whether he eaten or didn't eat. How the mind is working. So how for us to change our life slowly? As we can't become good on our own. We know we tried, we fell down. We tried again. Right, this week I'm going to get my sabak right. This week I'm going to madrasa. This week I'm going to read my namaz. But we tried a couple of days and then we fell down. Friends will come, hey, let's do this, let's do that. And the worst is to become a bully. Don't bully anybody. That's the worst. They say the people that have the habit of bullying are the one. Now we all know when you were young, we all were playing bull-bull game. I play bull, you sit on my back, I sit on your back, we fight like bulls. Now as it became bigger, I used to bully everybody. They say the person who has this bad habit, like what they say, that he was to threaten people. Hey, you be careful, you, I'll hit you. Sometime online also, if I catch you, I'll do it to you. Alright? They say that person will have a terrible mouth, terrible death. Don't make zulam on people. Once somebody met Shaitan. So he saw Shaitan relaxing. So he told Shaitan, how can I become like you? Shaitan says, oh, wow. First time somebody was to become my murid. He wants to become like me. Amazing. I'm making so much effort to make people like me. This person wants to become like me. But this person who asked him was a pious man. So Shaitan didn't realize. He said, how can I become like you? He says, only two things. Do only two things. It's for me now, and you also introspect and you also think, now, whether I'm like this. He said, do only two things. He says, number one, miss your namaz, don't read namaz. Because Shaitan, don't read namaz. Isn't it? But you see what the old lady say at home? Close the musalla. Why? Because Shaitan read namaz. He said, take you away from the namaz. It's sunnah to leave the musalla open at night, ready for tahajjud. They say, don't read namaz. Shaitani comes, shaitani work is, don't read namaz. And when you read namaz also, then he'll trouble you. They won't let you think properly. They won't allow you. Sometimes you got the phone and vibrate. Then your concentration is diverted away also. They forgot which rakat you in. What the imams have read also. Then you forgot. Many of us ask ourselves, morning for jhar time, what the imams have read. Can't remember. Yesterday, Maghrib, can't remember. Right? Because the mind is somewhere else. He said, don't read namaz. And what the second thing you must do? He says, you must swear a lot. Vulgar language. Swear a lot, you will become like me. Now I ask myself, how is my namaz? Am I reading my salah? All my namazes. We must make niyat now. Ya Allah, from the time I become baligh, or from before that. From before that, Ya Allah, there should be no qaza namaz in my life. Say, inshallah. I almost one namaz in my life. Ya Allah, when you see put my head down, I will put it down. When you call me for salah, Ya Allah, I will run. Hear the muslim, Ya Allah, this minimum we can do. Ya Allah, namaz I won't miss. Fajr namaz also. Make a plan. Some boys say, Fajr namaz, Buana, we can't make up for Fajr namaz. I set the alarm, and I set this, and I do that. I just can't. So we say, set a few alarms. 5 alarms. Have 2-3 phones, one far away. Say, that too, I don't hear the phone next to me. That one of them said recently, that phone on the alarm put it under your pillow with a heavy vibration. He said, now that it wakes me up now. The whole pillow is vibrating. The whole bed is vibrating. Or put it under the mattress. That thing will hit your head. I say, how you wake up after that? The vibration is very heavy on the phone. He said, how you wake up? And wake up same time, rub your eyes. Sunnah is to rub the eyes, your sleep will go away. And make this firm intention, Ya Allah, I don't miss one namaz in my life. I'll get all my namaz. If I miss any namaz, I'm covering it up now. What Allah will bless you with. But as I said, we don't have the strength on our own. They said, don't read salah and swear a lot. Now swearing has become, when you hear the chat, you see the boys chatting, what word language there, we don't even know what the spelling of this word also, what it means. Alright, because the LOL, what are they swearing you? What he's saying now, laugh aloud, what's LOL? Laugh out loud, but ajeebadi things they come up with nowadays. Salah Ta'ala protect us. Sometimes when the brand name is swearing, Salah Ta'ala protect us. They say, don't swear. Once a person has a habit of swearing, then iman becomes weak, then a person has the quality of a munafiq, hypocrite. That outwardly he looks like a Muslim, but his iman is gone. Just by swearing. But he feels, some boys went one time to this haram rave clubs, where they go to these clubs with this music, etc. And then after the whole night, they were doing haram things. So they were returning home. About four or five friends, and they were hafiz al-Quran and so. So one boy sitting in the car, although he wasn't in his frame of mind, whole night music, listening, checking all haram things, now he was reading his dua for safar. But it's not coming on his tongue. Then he started reading his kalima. He says, kalima is not coming out. So he said, you read your kalima. So he's trying to read, he says, not coming out. What happened? The same swearing, haram music, or whatever you saw, blocked the heart. For you to understand, that like how when you learn your sabak, and you go in the morning to give that sabak, it's there, but you just can't get it. It's not coming. See the office boy in the morning when he reads sabak. He learned it last night. He said, I learned it. It's just not coming out. The one he does is looking up like that. Like as if Jibril is going to come down now. It's not going to happen. Because he learned his sabak, then he check in the cell phone after that. What happened? Blocked. I think it was blocked. It happens, didn't it, boy? The Hazrat says to, Abisha was in the Musalla during Taraweeh. Then what happened? He just went blank. Said the Ustaz, he just went blank. So Hafiz Abdul Rahman, yes, Abu Rahman used to say, he said, you didn't go blank, you didn't know your work. He said, no, I knew it, but I went blank. He says, Surah Fatiha, you don't blank anytime. He says, no. So because Surah Fatiha, you know it. That even not thinking you read it. Your whole Quran must be like Surah Fatiha. Where I can just read one way. So he says they went blank, couldn't read the kalima. Went home, they had a bath, made ghusl, two rakat, nafil namaz, toba, ya Allah, please, ya Allah, take out the block from the heart. But this swearing, this haram, what you're seeing in the cell phone, we don't realize how it's wiring the brain. That's why it's so important, my dear brothers. You see, from the time we become baligh, or just before that now, 10, 12, 13, you see, in these years over here, Allah Pak has made us youth. What we'll do in this time will impact and have an effect of our life till our mouth. This time of ours. Such an important time. What we see now, what we hear now, if it's haram, are we exposed to it? Have we tasted this haram poison or the fitnas of this world? Whether it's swearing, whether it's bullying, whether it's haram internet, whether it be the opposite gender and girls, whatever it may be, we've tasted. Now vaping is a big thing also. Right, all the boys are vaping. Quietly, they got in the pocket, they're going in the toilet, they're sitting with shaitan over there, and they're smoking their life up. And you know where you find smoke? In Jahannam. One person asked Maulana also, he said, Maulana, in Jannat I'll get anything I want. He said, anything you want. He said, I'll get vape and cigarettes over there also. He said, you'll get there, but if you want a light, you must go to Jahannam. And then there's no return after that. So all this is happening right now. Once you tasted it, you know you've got to fight it now, isn't it? Once you're exposed, so you don't become the one to expose somebody else. You don't become the one to expose somebody else. Why they say Mubarak, they say blessed, congratulations, that's what I'm saying. Congratulations to that person that dies, leaves this world, carrying his own sins, and reaches Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, carrying his own sins, you are blessed. You are blessed. Mubarak to you. Why? Say, don't carry the sins of somebody else. Just go with your own gunas only. Allah will forgive you, inshallah. But don't expose somebody else. Don't grab somebody else and show him cell phone. Hey, check here. Oh, I'll brooksum you. Hey, you check the phone. I show him haram. Don't do that. Don't send those links. Don't send those dirty jokes. Don't carry the guna of somebody else. How are you going to answer for it? Here now somebody's father has to catch you. Why you showed my son? Already you got gabarat now, you're perspiring. Imagine Qiyamah today. But those that are exposed to it, I saw the haram, I tasted the haram. Now it becomes a jihad till maut. Becomes a jihad till maut. Once you've seen it, you get married also. One youngster mentioned to me last week, he's married, he got a baby. He said, Maulana, already in 2 weeks I used my hand on myself twice, although I'm married. I used my hand on myself twice. Oh, Lord, I'm married. Why? Because I saw it in my young days. I saw the haram. It's still playing in my mind. It's still playing in my mind. That is why, how do I get over these bad habits? How do I get over it? How do I save myself? Who can give me a solution? Nobody? There's no girls here, bhai. I can talk, bhai. Ji? Join the? Ahlullah. What's the meaning of Ahlullah? The friends of Allah, mashallah. Easiest way is find somebody I can talk to. Find somebody I can talk to. I got an ustaz, or I got a cousin that's an alim, or I get a sheikh that I can communicate with, and that will be the easiest way for me to get over my bad life. Sometimes I can't tell my father, I can't tell my mother, I can't tell my brothers. Find somebody pious. Who you feel is pious? My ustaz is there. And those that are being bullied, those that have the bad habit, don't feel afraid to go tell your ustaz. That certain boy is bullying me, certain boy is showing me internet haram things, certain boy is giving me the vape. Don't be afraid, although he tell you, speak and see what I'll do to you. Nothing he can do. There's nothing he can do to you. Nothing. Don't feel afraid. Now this is happening, we've got to speak about these things. We're going to madrasa, we're going to school, get a bigger boy, taking the younger boy into the bathroom, into the toilet, doing haram things to him. Don't feel afraid. Go and tell your ustaz, the boy is doing the wrong thing with me. Nothing will happen to you. Allah will protect you. Many boys are living in fear. I can't tell the ustaz, don't feel afraid for anyone. Allah will look after, Allah will protect you. You make sure you go and tell somebody senior. Find somebody in your life. Ulama-i karam, alhamdulillah, they all have cell phones, they all have WhatsApp. Get the phone number, don't feel afraid. Hey, I can't ask Moana for his number. Go and ask him for his number. Don't ask the other girl for her number. Ask the Moana for his number. Moana, give me your number, I've got a problem, I need to talk to you. Whether I'm 8 years old, 10 years old, 15, don't feel afraid. We have young ulama, we got the imam in the masjid, alhamdulillah. I'm not saying now. Now you say, but okay, Moana, you said I must get you a number, but I don't have cell phone, so now I got a... Tell my father now, no, contact Moana, buy me one cell phone. No, you carry your Nokia, and tell your father buy you SMS bundle. Send the SMS, no problem. But keep the communication. Once you make communication, you send a message to some sheikh, some alim. Now Allah Ta'ala sees your desire to change. And who will change you? Allah will change you. So I'm going to sit and say, what I'm going to do? Allah says, you can do something. Just to conclude, there was one doctor, Dr. Arifi Rahmatullah Ali, from Karachi. Dr. Arifi. He was back now, his sheikh was Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali. Dr. Arifi was here in Karachi. But you know is Karachi? North Africa or South America? Ji? Where is it? Best? Pakistan. Alhamdulillah. So he was in Karachi. And at the time he was in India. Alright, the time India was under British rule. So Dr. Arifi, that time he had to write letters. So he would say, I used to write my letter, whatever is bothering me, put it in the post box. But you're so post box. Post boxes you're so, right? Not inbox. Post box. He said, put it in the post box. Now by the time he goes and gets to India and the reply will come back, I got an issue and a problem right now. But he says, the solver of all problems is Allah. Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah has made an outer tartib and outer pattern and way where we can show our Allah our desire to change. How I want to show my desire? This is the way we show it. We write a letter, we send an email, we send a WhatsApp. Said, I did my job. I put the letter in the post box. I sent it away. He said, by the time the reply comes from my Shaykh Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, already what Hazrat had written in the letter, Allah Ta'ala put in my heart the same thing to do. So already, night was just barakat upon barakat. This is a way to show my desire to Allah, Ya Allah, I want to change. The way I find somebody and I make that contact, because we know we can't send email to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it comes to namaz also, who's calling me for salah? Allah is calling, isn't it? But Allah didn't call, who called? Muazzin. So Allah isn't going to come down and call you. Allah has made the system. Allah has appointed the muazzin, call them for salah. Now how I dua, do I contact Allah directly? Allah has made a system. Allah has made these mashayikh. We have our Shaykh al-Ma'ad al-Hamid Sahib. Hazrat Mawlana was so many khulafa. Who you can contact somebody by showing, sending that message already, Allah says he got desire. He wants to change. He wants to get off the internet. He wants to change his life. He wants to become pious. Who will pick you up? Allah will pick you up. Who will save you? Allah will save you. Who will make you pious? Allah will make you pious. Now I showed Allah my desire, my talab. So we look in our life right now. As Hazrat said last night, that if I lose my Shaykh passed away, how many days we have? 3 days. We have 3 days. I make contact with someone. But now I say, but you know, I don't feel anybody. There's nobody there. Now how do I look for somebody? Go and look, listen to the bayans. Sit in their majlis. Where my heart takes to, I enjoy this person, his company. I want to be like him. He inspires me. I feel happy sitting with him. I want to be close with him. I feel like I can talk to him. Sometimes other says we have somebody very senior as my Shaykh. Very pious person, but I can't talk to him. I sit there, but when I want to go talk now, the words don't come out. Now I get overawed. I can't tell him anything. Then if I tell him also, I feel like, hey, what he'll think about me? I'm doing all haram things. Now I'm thinking bad about him. That he's going to think bad about me. And he's giving bayan, don't think bad about anybody. So what happened? I'm sitting here, I'm not talking, I'm just sitting now. Everything is good, alhamdulillah. But we know, I'm suffering inside, but I can't talk to him. But he tell you, don't think bad. This is the way I want to make my islah and reform myself. So who I feel comfortable with, who I can talk to, I'm happy, I want to be like that person, go and make contact with that person. Go and ask him, please give me your phone number, give me email address, I like to make some contact, I like to speak to you, I have some problems in my life. Then we'll see how quickly we'll progress. Then very quickly you hold your hand, and together you walk to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So we have these 3 days inshallah. Within this, find somebody who I'm comfortable with, and make that contact, we all will try this inshallah. And very quickly, alhamdulillah, we have friends amongst us that made the contact. They made the contact, and they had qaza namazes for 20 years. They finished that also. We had friends, alhamdulillah, they broke their roza when they were in school. Broke their fast when they were in school. We had some boys in school, sometimes naughty boys. Ramadan time. Then the boys will dare them, you break your fast. What they say, Jobuk? Malplak. They said, no, malplak. You break. He said, I'll show you. He said, break it, let's see. So he broke his roza. When I broke it, now he realized after all these years, now I have to cover my roza up. I broke my roza in Ramadan. So how he covers up his roza? What he must do? What's the kafara? 60 days. Alhamdulillah, there are friends amongst us that kept the 60 days. After Ramadan, they started 60 days. They finished it. They finished 60 days also. You think we can do it? We can't do it. But when you have somebody supporting me, somebody is there to help me, we can do it. Then we can conquer anything. Because now we link to Allah. Who will give us the strength? Allah will give us the strength. Who will wake us up for Fajr Namaz? Allah will wake us up. Because here I got a role model in my life. So find somebody, and I promise you, from our experience and experience of all the awliya, those that they had sheikhs in their life, they never failed. They never failed. The dunya, they never failed. The deen, they never failed. Barakat of keeping company with the pious people. We're all going to try, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika.